Here we have today's commentary by Crumb Carmichael.
Yeah, Michael, here's the oath of office that all civil service employees take. And this is not all judges. Judges take a different oath, but the judges are similar. But civil service employees take the following oath. I, and then they give their name, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. Now, that's what it says. So a federal employee, a civil service employee who does not do their job is breaking the oath of office, because let's remember, the entire civil service is part of the executive branch. We have under our Constitution, we have a president of the United States who is the commander-in-chief and is head of the executive branch. So if members of the executive branch do not follow the orders of the president of the United States and the policies and execute the policies as promulgated by the president of the United States, it doesn't seem to me that even the Civil Service Act protects them from having violated their oath. Now, I say this because there are two interesting examples. What's her name? Who was that lady that wore the pretty scarves? Dr.
Birx.
Dr. Birx. Well, she's written a book where she essentially says that that she and other members of the CDC just more or less just ignored whatever Trump told them to do and just did whatever they wanted to do. The book is from a Wall Street Journal article. The president needs the power to fire bureaucrats. And then the subtitle: too often insubordinate employees subvert the work of political appointees. Well, in this case, Dr. Birx actually is proud of it and writes about it in her book. Then you have the case in Florida where DeSantis fired the prosecutor. The prosecutor is claiming that he was acting within the Constitution, but he doesn't have any place to go. He says he vows to fight his suspension, but where does he go? He can't go to the police, because the police are the ones that walked over to his office and told him to leave because they were acting under orders of the governor. He can't go to the sheriff's department because the sheriff's department has said the same thing. He can't go to his career prosecutors because they can't stand the guy and they're backing the governor. And so what will he do? He will go to the courts. And in the courts, it will go all the way to the Florida Supreme Court. And the Florida Supreme Court is not the same court that it was in 2000 when it kept telling the counters to keep counting, and they would have kept counting until the Supreme Court of the United States says it's over. You've had three counts. They've all said the same thing. There's not any confusion on that. But the state Supreme Court then would have said something differently. And so now the question becomes, are these public officials who have raided, and that's the only correct word to use, Trump's house. Apparently, according to the news reports, Trump's people were cooperating with the authorities over what documents he had that were personal, which documents he had that were still classified, if any, because before he left office, he could have very well said that he's declassifying everything that he was taking from the White House, which would mean that by law, they would be declassified. Everything he took from the White House, he took before his power was relinquished, and Biden then took the oath of office. And so there are many things to me that are going to be raised if Republicans, if Caesar fails in crossing the Rubicon and taking over the government, because we have reached a point now where the powers of Washington are determined to keep their power no matter what tactics they have to use. Now, the former police chief in New York said that if this doesn't work, Donald Trump's security will need to be very careful, because he believes their next step would be an assassination. And while I don't share that view, if it were to happen, I would not be shocked. because what is going on now is so different from how these types of things have been handled in the past that it is alarming. But only the elections in the midterms here can begin to repair the damage that I think you and I believe is damage, but to the far left, they see it as a victory.
It is damage. It is troubling, and they have crossed the Rubicon.